Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is. Back and better than ever, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blog12radio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network on the heels of the Memorial Day 2017 that wasn't, weather-wise, anyway. And, you know, in our Memorial Day wasn't about the barbecues and the good times that we normally have on that day. It was created, folks, to pay homage to the brave men and women who gave their lives for this country, the United States of America, and for those who continue to serve this country, to the families who wait back home hoping that their loved ones return the way they left. We pay our respects to them as well. Okay, we have a great show lined up for you today. Good to have you back after the long weekend. And did the weather stink yesterday or what? Just rained on all the Memorial Day parades. Folks put these things together, as they do every year, to celebrate the lives of those who've given their lives, and for those who continue to serve the United States of America all around the world. So we thank them for their service, because of them, that we enjoy the privileges that the United States Constitution affords us all. All right, everybody, great to have you here. Thanks for coming back to the program right here on the blogtalkradio.com and on the AMF and Broadcasting Network. We got a great show lined up for you today. And Ann Dennis is here, and she's going to talk about her latest book called Waking Up. Also, police officer Timothy Lohman, who killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice, is fired, but not for what you think. Also, America loves to see an icon fall. The latest on golf legend Tiger Woods. And why doesn't NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick have a job? Why would anybody with half a brain sign complete bust Geno Smith over the obviously much more talented Colin Kaepernick? And was Trump's first foreign trip a success? We'll get to all of that right here on the voice of the voiceless. It's the Ron Kelly Show. All right, great to have you guys here. You can, and thanks to everybody on Instagram, Radio Man 2, my Instagram handle, hundreds and hundreds of responses to my post from yesterday about that very same thing with Colin Kaepernick. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. You can tweet me, follow me on Twitter, I should say, at Ron Kelly Radio. Almost forgot what it was. Follow me on Ron Kelly Radio, at Ron Kelly Radio on Twitter. And on Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show. All right, guys, good to have you here. Without further ado, let's welcome Ann Dennis into the program. Hello, Ann. How are you today? Oh, God, don't tell me she's not here. Hello, Ann. Hello, Ann.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a little rainy down here on the Jersey Shore,
yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I'm ready to blow block. Well, you can't use those words these days.
I know.
Yeah, you can't. I was just thinking, oh, God, don't tell me Block Talk Radio is going to fail me again. Anyway, everybody, it's Ann Dennis. She's here talking about her latest book. It's called Waking Up. Did I get the title right, Ann? Waking Up?
Yeah, called Waking Up.
Great. Ooh,
yeah,
boy,
lessons learned through my adventures with life and breast cancer. And I put that book out a little under a year ago. I have a new one coming out this October, which I'm really excited about as well.
Okay, well, let's talk about Waking Up. Everyone, this is Ann Dennis. Ann Dennis, the book is available on Amazon, I believe. Let me ask you this, Ann, because you kind of answered my first four questions just now. But that happens, every now and then. That's why you got to have a backup.
Always have to have a backup.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, you can call into the radio program at 646 668-2838. You want to have a conversation with me? You want to ask and questions? It's 646-668-2838. You can get at me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, Ann. So most books, I would imagine that a great deal of books that are written or were born out of personal tragedy. So was Waking Up born out of personal tragedy? And if it was, what was it?
Well, there are a lot of things. And I guess in this stage of my life, I never look at anything as a tragedy. I always look at it as something that happened to teach us something about ourselves, to help us change our lives for the better. Yes, I'm a 3-year-plus breast cancer journal in there. And that was part of it. Other things were, I think, relationships gone bad, divorce, friendship, parenting. There were so many topics in that book. When people ask me what are the stories about it, what story are you looking for, because I can guarantee it's in there. So I would say, tragedy, yes, I was divorced. It was a rocky road of a marriage, but, 5 children came out of it, so it was not a tragedy to me. I did have to learn to love myself, to pick myself back up, to start all over again. And, I guess for every bad thing, I like to tell people it's your perspective, how you look at it. I don't look at anything that, even cancer, people say, oh, my God. I'm like, well, why not me? There's so many other people that have it, and I knew it happened for a reason. I didn't know at the time, but it changed my life in a lot of ways, in a lot of positive ways, actually.
Well, I would imagine, especially for a book such as this, and you're revealing so much of yourself, I guess you have to be pretty courageous to, not just with, because by me personally, if somebody reads about me, I don't know. I really, really don't care. But I guess you would have, so what? But I guess you would have to be pretty courageous to expose yourself to your friends and your family, the things they may not have known about. So how did that, how did you deal with that?
And thank you for the compliment to be called courageous. I've learned over the last, I don't even know how many years, there's so many great teachers that I've had along the way, that it's my truth, it's my life. And for a lot of the things that I went through that were not so good things, I felt very alone, because there were things you might have been ashamed of, or nobody talks about it. And there are a lot of things I felt very isolated, and I decided that I've got nothing to hide. This is the life I had. There are people that go through worse. And I decided to do what I wish people had done for me many years ago, and it's to share my story on whatever it's about, whether it's cancer or a bad marriage or, a bad relationship or heartache, heartbreak. I just decided I'm going to own it. It's mine. It's my truth. I came through it, and it doesn't bother me to share that with strangers and with my family. And, yes, some of them are like, I can't believe you wrote about that, but it's what made me who I am.
Right, right. That's what I was, exactly. People are like, what'd you do that for? People are going to be, people close to you would be saying, why did you do that? But you persevered, and you didn't listen, because the book has a bigger meaning for you, doesn't it? It has a kind of a therapeutic type of, to help others who may have been in the same position you were in.
No, exactly. And the way I came up with the title, it was my last day of radiation, and the nurse said, they all knew I was working on a book because I worked on Waking Up all through my cancer as well. And they had said to me, what did cancer do for you? We like to ask the patients that on their last day, kind of woke me up. And I realized that should be the title of the book, Waking Up. I always tell people chemo healed the cancer, but the cancer heals me. It really did. It changed me in very positive ways. And there are some people that were a little shocked at how I changed. I surround myself with very positive, upbeat people. I don't have time for toxic people or drama or stress. And, I'm very cautious what I put up with and what I don't put up with. I've learned to say no if I'm too tired to do something. So it was a really good thing. The cancer taught me a lot about myself that I hadn't been paying attention to. And, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, do you think that because everybody and because all waking up And I'll give you all information where you can get the book and et cetera, how you can contact Ann if you'd like to speak to her, where she'll be speaking, et cetera, et cetera. I'll give you all of that stuff, you know, later on in the program. But right now, it's author Ann Danish, and the book is called Waking Up. So, Ann, so let me ask you. Now, there probably are some women and others who have I can't say contracted, but who have had the same experience as you had as far as cancer. And
right.
There are some family members, like some, there are some spouses who can't handle when the other spouse becomes what most people think is gravely ill. So were you already divorced when you found out, when you got the news that you had breast cancer?
Yes, I was. I had been divorced quite a few years. I was at the tail end of a not so good relationship, and that was somebody who couldn't handle that, which was just as well by me. A lot of people, and I'll be honest, a lot of friends, you know, like they taught me up at the hospital when I was going through cancer, they said there's always that 3 month mark that everybody hears you have cancer or you're sick or something happened to you. Everybody is at your beck and call, I'll do this, I'll do that. But the whole excitement, so to speak, of it dies down around the 3 month mark. So I lost a lot of people that I thought would be there for me. I really did, but I never held it against them because some people can't. And you know what, that's the universe's way of showing us who belongs in our life and who doesn't. People that stay will be there for you, and they're the treasures in your life, the people that don't leave you no matter what. And, you know, I did lose quite a handful around me, but I thought, can't handle it. Some people don't want to. Some people like, you know, the ruckus of the scenario when it all first hits. But, you know, that's who they are, and you either accept them for that or you don't. And that's the way it went for me. I'm probably a better off person now. I'm surrounded by a really nice group of people and that I love very much and are very supportive of everything I do. So it all happened for a reason.
Okay. Oh, so you know what? I almost forgot. Shout out to, and I think it's Jill's birthday. So happy birthday, Jill.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jill. I haven't talked to her yet today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jill. Part of it.
That is my phenomenal marketing team, Marketing Ventures. Jill, Laura, and Jennifer.
Charlie's Angels of Marketing. So shout out to Jill. Happy birthday, Jill, if you're listening to the program. And I hope to meet with you guys soon. Okay, everybody. Ann Danish, the book is called Waking Up. I believe it's available on Amazon, among other places. We'll give you all the information a little bit later on in the program. I need to tell you, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by Media Graphics. Go to MediaGraphics.net. That's MediaGraphics.net. Okay, so you sit down, and was this, because you've authored several books, so was this the hardest one? Was it because it was so personal?
No, that one kind of came easy because I was doing the breast cancer journal, a very private one, through my treatment, and I just was writing short stories when they came to me. It wasn't the most difficult. The funny thing is when I got to the end of the book, I'm like, you know, like pages or more stories, and I thought, oh, gee, I'll just throw in my breast cancer journal with pictures throughout my treatment. And that actually served me really well because a lot of women bought the book for that reason or gave it as gifts to someone going through it because I didn't even write my journal in a very sad way. And that was, I'll be honest, was the toughest part when I put that book together because I had forgotten everything I had gone through. So I was actually reliving the whole experience all over again. So I would say it was difficult. I think the one I'm working on now is probably more difficult.
Okay, so the book isn't just about it isn't just about your experience with breast cancer. It's more about your life's experience in totality, like you said, the divorce and some other things
that went on. Right, it's all of that, and I took all the things I've learned over the last 15, 20 years and learned how to get through those things better. I like to explain them to people. Like, you're not alone. What you've gone through, everybody else has or someone else has. And I just want to share my experience and say, this is what helped me get through it, or this is what I did. And if that means something to them and that can help them out, that's really what I'm all about, just putting my life out there. And the new book I'm working on, which I have to give a shout out to my publisher, Marissa Schwartz of Gen Z Publishing, this new book is called My Collective Soul, Things I Know Without Knowing Why. And it goes even deeper than waking up. It's a lot more things on a different level. I think it's probably a little more intense and very, very much more personal, if that could be possible.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, here's what we do. We'll take a quick break. We're halfway through this segment. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back after these messages. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Ann Dennis is my guest today. Ann Dennis, the book is called Waking Up. We'll be right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. Yeah, yeah. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network. My special guest today is Ann Dennis. The book is called Waking Up. And, you know, I wish the summer would wake up. You know, where is the summer? Do we have to put the summer on the side of a milk carton? Where is the summer? What happened? It's miserable outside. It's supposed to be 75 degrees. That's the normal for right now. Where is the summer? Please come back. shout out to my bikers, my motorcycle riders, I should say, out there who are lamenting like I am because the weather has not agreed with us at all. And it's bad enough we have to dodge these radical car drivers, and then the weather is horrible as well. So, all right, we'll just stay up the roads for now. Okay, let me see. Oh, here we go. BrickheadPromotions.com is the official promotions company for the Ron Kelly Show. You can get with them. It's BrickheadPromotions.com. That's BrickheadPromotions.com. And at some point, we'll start giving out the prize packs, the Ron Kelly Show prize packs, courtesy of BrickheadPromotions.com. We got to hear from those AM/FM Broadcasting Network folks who got great numbers, 67,000, 70,000. I can't believe all of you are out there. They don't have an opinion. So get at me. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com is the email address, especially for you guys. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. Follow Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. It's Ron Kelly Radio. And on Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. And you can log on to the Facebook page, I should say, the Ron Kelly Show. All right, back to my guest, Ann Dennis. The book is called Waking Up. And You know, I've thought about writing books, but I'm so afraid nobody's going to want to read it.
Oh, never be afraid. I hear so many people say that. I'm like, you've got a thought in your head, write it down.
How do you get past that? I have such a fear of people not wanting to read it. So how do you get past that for folks out there who may want to write a book?
I always tell everybody, you have to believe in yourself. You just have to believe in yourself. Take a leap of faith. Believe in what you're writing, because I always tell everybody, nothing is wrong that you write. If it comes from your heart, it comes from what you're thinking and feeling, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's a very cool thing. I know a lot of people who are very, they don't know where to start. I'm like, just start writing a journal every day. Just start writing a short story, or if there's a thought in your head, write it down. I must have 10 notebooks sitting around my house with every thought I have throughout the day and night, like, don't forget to write this or that. I think it's very therapeutic. I think we live in a world today where the more we share our stories with the world, the more we can make difference in the world. That's my belief on that.
So there's nothing fictional about the book. It's all short stories of true stories.
Everything is true. Mostly, I would say 99% of the stories happen to me. There are some stories that I've written about people I know, and I've gone through an experience with them, or they let me write about an experience they went through. But absolutely everything in it is 100% true. There's nothing that's not true in any of my books.
I hear some authors say that writing books, especially that type of book where you're exposing yourself and you're writing about some of your struggles, is therapeutic. How therapeutic was this book for you?
It was very therapeutic. I really loved writing this one because I had learned, you know, a lot through doing it. And it was therapeutic to, I'm the kind of girl, I can't keep things inside. To me, the way I write, I write as if I'm speaking to somebody, having a conversation. So for me, it was therapeutic that if something was bothering me or I saw a situation I didn't like, I could write about it and put it in story form like that, get it off my chest, so to speak, and put it out there. The breast cancer journal, I just started doing that from the day I was diagnosed, from the day I found the tumor, from the day I was diagnosed, all throughout it. Some are long, some are short, you know, but I documented everything throughout it because I thought it's a time that I don't want to forget. I always want to remember going through that time, not every day, but just remember that there was hope at the time. You know, a lot of people, you hear the word cancer and they get very scared. And I will be honest, I was very, very blessed to have come through as well as I did. And it's therapeutic for me, and I hope it's therapeutic for a lot of women and men the same that need to read it, you know, because it's not solely based on, it is my breast cancer, but it's the treatment and the chemo and the radiation and the fear. And if you have children, if you're single, and, you know, it encompasses a lot of things. And I think anybody could get something out of that just to know, okay, she got through that. She laughed a lot, and this is what she did. And, you know, I like that I was able to share that with the world, so to speak.
Okay, everyone I'm talking to, everyone who's listening, if you've just tuned into the program, I'm talking with author Ann Dinesh. And the book is called Waking Up. The latest book is called Waking Up. There was a book prior to this one. What was the name of that book, Anne?
Well, that goes under, I have to say, I probably should say, I use a pen name, because I use a pen name to protect my children and my family under that. The first one I wrote, I really didn't push that book out because that was kind of my test book. I took things that I had written from college and when my kids were younger, and really just did it for my kids to have something of mine that was written in print. It was called When My Heart Speaks. And, you know, it was a decent first try of a book. But like I said, it was more, I guess I did it more for my family, for my children. Waking Up became much more serious. That's when I finally could say I'm a writer. That's who I am. People say, what do you do? I used to always say, well, you know, I like to write, and a friend of mine had said, no, you like to write, you're a writer, and that was a really cool thing for me to finally say it out loud and believe it in myself. That's who I am. I'm a writer.
Okay, and you write songs as well, I understand.
Yes, I did last year. I wanted a book trailer song for Waking Up, so I wrote the lyrics to Waking Up. And the love of my life, Rob, had a friend, Sutton Thomas, who was a musician, So he wrote the music to it, sent it back to me, and then suddenly I found myself writing all these lyrics, which to anybody who writes that poetry, and I've been writing poetry a lifetime. So I ended up, I think there are 14 songs on our CD. We did 14 different songs, and before I knew it, they all coincided to a lot of stories in the book. There's a story from the end of my cancer. There's a rap song on there. There is a song called The Dreamer, which I wrote about myself. And, you know, there's a story of loss. There's one I had written called Under the Tree, and that's about hearing your loved ones when they pass. And, you know, and it was a dream come true, really, because I never thought I could do that, and we did. And Rob and I sang back up in The Dreamer, which was very cool as well, sitting in the studio and singing.
Let's hear a couple of stanzas. I think that's how you say it. From The Dream. This is Ann Dennis. It's called The Dream. Let's see if we can play a little piece of this.
Okay.
Favorites, actually. did everyone hear that? It was called The Dreamer. Now, who sang that song, Ann?
That is Sutton Thomas, the musician Sutton Thomas. And, you know, he's been busy with projects. We kind of just kicked that out. And we performed them in public. We did. We went on a little bit of our own tour last summer.
Ann, who sang that song? Hello, Ann, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right, here's what we do. We'll take a quick break, everybody, and we will come back with more of the show. Hold on a minute. Let's see if we can get Ann back. Ann, are you there?
Can you hear me, Ron?
Hello, Ann. All right, we'll take a quick break, everybody. We'll come right back with more of this show. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and it's on the AM/FM. It's on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Okay, let me see what happened here.
Can you hear me? Ron, can you hear me?
Okay, everyone down the line, AM/FM Broadcast Network, if you're there, just stand by a second. We'll see what the problem is and see if we can get Ann back on the line.
Okay. Can you hear me yet, Ron?
All right, Ann, if you can hear me, just stand by. Let me see what's going on here.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. support and instructions, press 2. To speak to customer service, press 3.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Block. I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hello, hello, Ann, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Oh, do you want me to call back in? Can you hear me? Ron, can you hear me at all?
Hello, Ann, are you there?
Yes. You got me now? Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me on your phone? Ron, can you hear me? Ron, are you there?
All right, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com for the moment. And on the... Terrestrially, it's on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. I'm not even sure who's here right now. Because these
can you hear
things...
me yet or no?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ann. Yes, I can hear you. Yeah,
oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I did that or they did that. I'm not even sure. Anyway, everybody, I'm talking to Ann Dennis. The book is called Waking Up. I lost it for a second. I'm not even sure. It could have been me when I turned the sound down.
It's always the man, isn't it? It's never the woman. It's always the man. Isn't that the way it goes?
It's always us, right? Everybody, we're talking to Ann Dennis. The book is called Waking Up. And I think when I turned down the sound for and I didn't never turn the sound back up. Anyway, I liked that song. Let me ask you, who wrote it? Oh, you said you wrote it, but who sang it?
Sutton Thomas. He's a local musician in our area. He did the music for me. I wrote all the lyrics and, you know, put my 2 cents in how I wanted it to sound and if I wanted a ballad or a slower or an upbeat tune. So he did that. We parted ways last fall. He had other things he was doing and busy with, and I was starting the next book. So it was a nice experience while it lasted. You know, we did music together.
Nice.
It was a fun summer, and, you know, I'll always have the song. So, you know.
Yeah, do I know anything? Do I know something about parting ways? I mean, in this business, I probably had more co-hosts than Elizabeth Taylor had husbands. You know, I mean, it's just one person after another. You know, I think that, you know, when you're trying to do, some things are just for you, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that some things God, you know, sets it up just for you. And sometimes, I know for me, I try to bring in people and try to have co-hosts and et cetera, et cetera. But this show may just be for me. So,
and that's,
you know,
okay. That's
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
you know. I always said, even for me doing the music, that was not even really on my bucket list. And so I always tell people, you know, they say, well, I had a dream, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. And I'm like, sometimes it's not meant to, but here I wrote a book. Next thing I know, I'm performing in public with a musician. I'm writing a song. So I said, sometimes the dream turns into more than what you had thought. You just have to be open enough to see it going that way. You can't be too tight with it, and everything has to be so. You have to take a leap of faith in life, the universe, yourself. You just have to just realize sometimes a higher power knows a little bit more than we do.
Yeah.
And they set things up to be.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, I think that, yeah, I totally agree that sometimes things are just for you. So how's the book doing? And, you know, is it doing?
The book is done well. My main thing with my book, even with the new one coming up, and I give a very big shout out, and I'm so grateful for the girls at Marketing Ventures, because they're going to allow me to do something I have been wanting to do for years, and that's to do motivational public speaking. And I'm really thrilled that I, you know, will be doing some events coming up and scheduled in, because I thought, you know, the book is one thing, but I would rather be upfront and personal talking in a group of people, one-on-one, saying what I have to say, you know, for a longer period of time than sitting writing the book. And I think the two will go hand in hand. But that is absolutely a dream come true for me, to be able to go out and do some public speaking, because you know, there's a lot I have to say, and I'm a really big believer that if I can even just help one person's life, then I know why I was born. That's why I'm here. That's why I write. That's why I talk a lot, you know, to make a difference.
We really have to have you come back onto the program so we can give a clean copy of the
okay.
I could always have it edited, but yeah, a clean copy of the show. I apologize, everybody, for that. Who listens to the Ron Kelly Show every Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com and on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network. Okay, so now how can people, would they have to go through your team to book you for public speaking, et cetera, et cetera?
I would say right now they could do either or. They can, you know, reach out to me at anndenish@gmail.com. If you go to my Facebook page under Ann Dennis or my website, I have a contact phone number for myself. They're in the process of redoing my website a little. I'm putting a landing page on. You can put your email in there. But for anybody that wants to get me, I think I'm fairly easy to get. If I put my phone number out there, I have my website out there, they can private message me through my Facebook page if they want. Because, you know, and I'm open to see what the world is going to let me do. You know, like I always say, it's not.
Well, let me ask you this: is the do you use your pen name on the on your Facebook page, or do you use your given name?
Yeah, no. Well, you know, the given name is on my personal page, but most people, I do have my pen name page, my business page,
okay.
Which is the
just so people know. Yeah, just so people, including me, just so, because I always see. I mean, because we're friends on Facebook, I always see you as you. You know.
Mm-hmm. It's not too far-fetched of a pen name, because Anne is my middle name, so I just use my middle name as my first name and just picked a last name that meant a lot to me. It was someone, a friend I knew back in college, and she meant the world to me, and I always loved that name that she had, and I always promised her if I ever was a writer someday I would use that name, and I have. I love that name.
Yeah, I may have to use a pen name if I keep screwing up the show like I just did. I may need a pen name.
Oh, that's all saying that. Yeah, you put a human, it's a human twist to it.
Yeah,
not
you know,
anything.
But I'm just such a, you know, I'm just such a stickler. I'm not a perfectionist or anything like that, but I'm just such a stickler. Because you never know who
listens
to me. I'm just such a, you know, such a stickler. Everybody, it's Ann Danish. The book is called Waking Up. It's available where, Ann?
It's actually in Barnes. It can be carried, and it is carried in Barnes & Noble stores, and it's on Barnes & Noble online and Amazon.com. You can find
it. Oh, get
it
out.
Online.
Most people, you're in Barnes & Noble. Oh, get out. Okay. Very
yes,
nice.
Yes, I actually performed, and I did a excerpt of a reading, and then the musician went
and
with me, and we played the songs we were doing. So, yeah, but
that
very was
very
nice. Exciting.
Okay, guys, so listen, you can walk, you can stroll into the local Barnes & Noble and pick up a copy of Waking Up by Ann Danish. It's very encouraging. It's very, I think it's very spiritual in nature. And I think you guys will, you know, those of you, whether you're, you know, whatever stripe you're living in life, I think the book would be, it's a great read. So I think if those of you who are listening to the program here on the Ron Kelly Show, just stroll into the Barnes & Noble or go to Amazon.com and order this book. That's an order. It's called Waking Up, and it's by my friend Ann Danish. Ann, thank you so much for indulging and for
thanks so much for having me, Ron. This is a lot of fun. Again, what I love to do, talking, speaking.
Yeah, we'll have you back when I'm doing my Trump rant. We'll have you, because I know you're not such a fan either. So we could pile on together.
Okay, boy.
Ann Danish, catch up with her on Facebook. The book is called Waking Up. You can stroll into the local Barnes & Noble in your neighborhood and pick this book up. I suggest that you do. It's a great read. And Ann, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Oh, you too. Thanks. All right, everybody. Ann Danish will be back with more Trump nonsense. We'll talk about Timothy Lohman and Tiger Woods and Colin Kaepernick and so much more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM, I believe, Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's a quarter before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and on the web. Terrestrially, I should say. Today, I'm FM Broadcasting Network. Okay, just fresh off the hot of the presses, the Cleveland police officer who shot and killed a 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 was terminated this morning after a rule violation, the Cleveland Police Department announced today. Now, I know many of you who read the first few words of this headline, whether you saw it on the web somewhere or whatever, thought like maybe he got fired for killing the 12-year-old kid. No, he did not. He did not. Officer Lohman, who fatally shot Tamir Rice 3 years ago, was fired for inaccurate details on his job application and other administrative policy violations, not for the Rice shooting. Now, at a news conference this morning, Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams said that in 2015, the police department began looking through employment history during the hiring process, which it did not do when it hired Lohman. Okay, so does that open up a bigger lawsuit, or did they already pay? I believe it was $6 million. Chief Williams says, hopefully we won't have any more incidents like this.
Now, disciplinary actions were also announced today against the officer who was with Timothy Loman at the scene of the Dubai shooting. Officer Frank Garnback has been suspended for 10 days for a reason related to the shooting and must attend additional training, police said. Garnback's 10-day suspension begins tomorrow. Now, this is confusing. This is really, really confusing because on the one hand, you have Timothy Loman, who was fired for something that had nothing to do with Tamir Rice. And then you have this other officer, Garnback, Frank Garnback, who was suspended for 10 days for a reason related to the shooting and must attend additional training. Now, this is just, you see, this again, you know, I'm a cop supporter. This show supports cops. So don't even start that. The Ron Kelly Show supports police officers. I know some. They're great guys. They adhere to the law. They believe in Miranda and all the other protections that are afforded folks by the Constitution of this great country, United States of America. And they do a wonderful job. But there's that element, you know, and it's in every profession. See, but the problem with police officers is when, like, okay, well, doctors too, I guess you could say in a way, because doctors make mistakes, people die. And police officers make mistakes, people die. The lawyer makes a mistake. Well, I don't know if you die, but there's somebody who can go back and take a look. You know, but when a police officer kills somebody, even if they are convicted, or even if they, you know, which most of the time they only get a slap on the wrist, but even if they are convicted, they only get. I mean, you can't go back and get the person. You can't go back. So this is confusing to me. Because Loman, the cop who shot the boy, and if you look at the video, you can see, now anybody, you don't have to be a police officer to know that you don't pull up into an active shooting scene. You fall back to a safe position where you can keep an eye on the assailant, on the aggressor, whatever the case may be. You don't pull right up on a person. And Officer Loman, or Officer Garnback, I'm not sure which one was driving, pulled right up on the boy and killed him. You see, it's been proven that having video, it doesn't matter. Video doesn't matter. Walter Scott, there's plenty of video. Any other brother who's on the ground, you know, shot, killed. And the officers get away. Philando Castile and so many others. The long list of black men, unarmed or armed legally, who were killed by police. And see, as I said last week, that these police, and now when police get killed, it's not always about somebody killing them. A lot of them kill themselves. Over 100 some odd police officers kill themselves last year, and a great deal of them, around 60 or so, have already killed themselves this year, and this is just May 30th. And see, what happens is these killings are lumped in, and they're made to look like, you know, that somebody's killing these officers when they're actually not. The officers are killing themselves for whatever reason, not sure what. PTSD, severe PTSD. This is the Cop Supporter Show. So I'm confused. Somebody needs to explain this to me. So Tiger Woods, I saw a picture of Tiger Woods earlier. I got about 10 minutes left of the program, everyone. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Saw the picture of Tiger Woods. I kind of laughed at first because it looked funny. He looked like, what the hell am I doing here? And, you know, you have all these people coming out and saying, oh, I wish Tiger gets help. You know, some people have good reputation rescuers. You know, there are people who get paid to rescue people's there are people who get paid to rescue your reputation, to get you out of whatever it is you're in. Just like Scandal, the show Scandal, even though it's kind of campy and ridiculous. But even the show Scandal, that lawyer, the woman played by Kerry Washington, gets people out of trouble, no matter how bad it is. And there are people who do that. So a lot of these folks who are, oh, Tiger, I hope he gets help, are just they're just a misstep away from being exposed themselves. They're just a misstep away from being exposed themselves. So all these people, oh, Tiger will be good. I still think that Tiger can win another major. I still think he can break. Somebody's got to believe in him. I still think he can break that record. I believe wholeheartedly he can break that record. So, you know, and now do I believe his story? No. I have to say, I really do. The way he looked, and this is Tiger Woods. This is a multimillionaire, iconic golfer. I just can't believe that if you had a negative reaction, what were you doing outside? What were you doing behind the wheel of a car? That's what, you know, gets me. I would have just stayed home. See, but you got to sympathize with Tiger Woods. I mean, Tiger Woods, the fall from grace was spectacular. Because Tiger Woods was the number one golfer in the world for years, for a decade. And when Tiger put on that red shirt on Sunday, it put fear in everybody else who was playing with him. Because they knew that red shirt meant, I'm about to lose this golf tournament. Because when Tiger, on Sunday afternoon, Tiger was Tiger, unbeatable. And just walked over everybody. Four Masters, three. He's won 14 majors, Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, I believe he's won. You know, 14 majors. Nobody's even close to that. Nobody's even close. So, you know, it's a funny thing. Like America, you got the TMZ and you got all these different people. Everybody loves to see an icon fall. It's an American pastime. To see an icon fall. And I still believe that Tiger Woods, he's only 41 years old. I still believe that he can still win. I think he needs like a Bagger Vance. He needs like a Bagger Vance. You remember the movie with, Bagger Vance with Will Smith? I think he needs his own Bagger Vance, I think. Somebody's just a golf whisperer. I think that's what he needs. You know, so good luck to Tiger. You know, I stand firmly behind Tiger, as I tweeted on Twitter. So I stand firmly behind Tiger, and I believe he makes the right people around him. Okay, so yeah, Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. Colin Kaepernick, the Super Bowl didn't win, but he took him there, who is far better than some of these other people who are getting multi-million-dollar contracts. Far better than bust Geno Smith, who can't play. Who can't play. And the Giants signed him, the backup Eli Manning. And he can't play. And then you have John Mara, who's the owner of the Giants, part owner, rather, with the Tishes, who's full of crap. You know, you had wife beater, and you knew it. Josh Brown, the kicker, wife beater. And you didn't cut him until the dust started to fly, until the fur started to fly. That's when you cut him. So John Mara says that he got a lot of hate mail from Giant fans threatening not to come back. Now, come on. I mean, you're going to let a couple letters. I mean, really, do you really think? I mean, people are going to come to the Giant Stadium or MetLife Stadium, whatever they call it these days. People are going to go there no matter what. They're going to go there no matter what. That stadium is packed. Do you really think that if they signed Colin Kaepernick, or if they would have signed Colin Kaepernick, that people would have stopped coming? Because some people just really don't care. So if you cared so much about the blowback from Colin Kaepernick, why'd you sign Josh Brown, a wife beater, who's out of football right now? Wife beater. You see, Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job because Colin Kaepernick protested about police brutality. That's why he doesn't have a job. It's not because of the flag. That's what the excuse is. But it's not because of the flag. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job because he protested against police brutality. It's not about the flag at all. Let's say Colin Kaepernick, for example, took a knee for child hunger. Let's say if you took a knee for adopting pet adoption. Let's say he took a knee for that. Let's say he took a knee for something popular. Wouldn't have this problem. If he took a knee for Cars for Kids or some other charity, we wouldn't have this problem. You see, because we already know that it's already been proven that some people just don't care what black people die. Some people just don't care. So if he would have took a knee, I mean, if he would have took a knee for a popular cause like, save the animals or something like that, we wouldn't be here. But he took a knee for something that's accepted in America for the most part. I'm not saying everybody approves of it. There are people who are vehemently opposed to it. But he took a knee for something that's accepted. Because I assure you, if he would have took a knee for the homeless, a knee for breast cancer or something like that, shout out to Ann Dennis, she was just here. If he just took a knee for that, took a knee for lung cancer or something or other, child adoption, pet adoption, some of the more popular causes, we wouldn't have this problem, I don't believe. But because he took a knee for police brutality, killed him. So now you have a talented quarterback that nobody wants to hire. Now, is he anything like he was when he went to the Super Bowl? Probably not. But he's a hell of a lot better than some of these other people who are getting deals, especially Geno Smith. Give me a break. So Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job because of what he protested against, not the fact that he protested, but what he protested against, and that's why he doesn't have a job. All right, everybody, I want to thank Ann Dennis for stopping by. Her book is called Waking Up. You can stroll into the Barnes & Noble in your neighborhood and pick it up. Good. And, you can Google her and you can find out where she is and what she's doing in regards to her public speaking engagements, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to thank Ann Dennis for stopping by and talking to us about her latest book. It's called Waking Up. I didn't get to the Trump nonsense today, and I did that on purpose. We'll do it again next Tuesday afternoon right here on The Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, until next week. Take care of yourselves, be well. Remember, it is nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you back here next Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Hopefully we'll have some better weather. Until then, everybody, as I like to say, be safe out there.